In our announcements tonight, we note that in the bulletin today, Donald Durst and Miles' uncle was very much health challenged, and our prayers go up for him. In fact, he lasted just during the week, and he passed away last night. This is the people of the Rolling Fork area, and so that's what J.H. and family will be doing over the next several days of time. Miss Jackson, we'll sing together this song, have a devotional thought along the way, and then we'll sing another to offer the Lord's Supper to anybody that's here tonight that needs a particular Lord's Supper, which we don't see that. If a person does come in, we'll offer that, and we'll sing it. First thing, the first and third, fourth verses of 255. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Our next song tonight is number 52. Number 52. In regard to glorifying God, is this song that we've just sung sings and says, we're told by Jesus' own words in John chapter 15, I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bears much fruit. Jesus went on then in the next 4, 5, or 6 verses of John 15 to explain how that as he abides in that branch, and that branch abides in him, that God the Father is glorified by the fruit that is born by that branch. And Jesus says, you can bear nothing. You can bear nothing. If you do not abide in me, and I abide in you, you can bear nothing. What we need to do, brethren, is to be glorifying God as we live on this earth, and that means for us to bear much fruit. In John 15, verse 8, he said, so then shall ye bear much fruit. If we abide in him and glorify him, we're glorifying him in spreading the light, shining the light, showing people how to come to the light, and being the person that God would have us to be. We are a living branch, green and branch. We are abiding in him, and we're able to bear fruit because we do abide in the vine, Jesus Christ. So whatever we do as young people or as older people, we find ourselves having an opportunity to make visits and to invite people to be a part of worship with God. If we, in fact, do it abiding in the Lord, if we do it for some other motive and some other reason, we find ourselves not having God with us in that process, not having God glorified by the process that we're doing, because we're seeking another way to do that. Let's allow him to abide in us and thereby bear much fruit. So then, Jesus said, ye shall be my disciples. It is the case that we love him and we appreciate him for that. Think about this as we sing this next song. It is a song used for the Lord's Supper. I'm told this George Rawson is a relative of mine, of England, that he was a part of the group that graduated from Oxford, England, back yonder when. and that he graduated with Cotton Mather and all those people, and the Headless Horseman story and all that came into that picture. He graduated with those who wrote that particular literature. He wrote this good hymn that's used in virtually every hymnal that I know of. And let's sing the first and third verses of this hymn. By Christ redeemed, in Christ restored, we keep the supper of His word and show the death of our dear Lord until He come. And thus that dark betrayal night with the last advent we unite by one bright chain of loving right until He come. The Lord's Supper is remained and left prepared for anyone who wishes to take the Lord's Supper at this time. And we see no one here for that, so we will dispense with that part of our service. The idea about us having a service and offer an opportunity for people who travel by to come and be a part of it, I think is good and helpful. And I've enjoyed it through the years and enjoy here doing this. But Bill, if you would word us a prayer in regard to the work of the Lord in this place and glorifying God as we live.
Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. And at the close of this day, Father, we are grateful that we can be here to give You, Father, praise and thanks and glory for all the things that You've done throughout this whole past year. Looking forward to serving You through the next year, praying, Father, that many good things can be done, that many souls can be touched by our work here, and Father, many souls can be saved. Thank You for all the blessings that You've given us. We're thanking You for sustaining us as You promised us that You would do. And Father, help us to realize that to glorify You means that we need to work for You in the future. We pray for our own personal lives that You will strengthen us. Give us the courage and, Father, to give us the strength to carry on the work here. Thank You so much for Your Son. For without Him, Father, we would not know who You are. Thank You for the Word He's given us that we may study it, that we may learn of Him and of You and of the things that we need to do here in this earth. Thank You for giving us an opportunity to have an everlasting life, a glorious life with You in the eternity. We ask You, Father, to bless those of our number that are sick. We pray, Father, that You'll bless them in such a way that they'll regain them on the walks in this life. For the shut-ins, Father, we ask You to comfort them in every way. May we serve these in every capacity that we can to help them to regain their normal walks in life and, Father, to have a pleasant time here on this earth. Thank You for each member that meets here at this place. Father, we ask You to bless each one of us, care for us, and help us, Father, to always look to You. We ask You to bless Brother Robert and Sister Jane as they work here this year, this next year. Father, help them that they may do great works for You. Help them to strengthen the church in every way that it needs. Thank You for the United States of America in which we live, for the freedoms that we enjoy, for the bounty that we have. And Father, help us as a nation to to look out over the world and see those that are lost, and help the church to go and seek them out, and Father, to save their souls. Help us in every work that we do, Father. May we always glorify your name. We ask you to bless those that have lost loved ones, and Father, we ask you to comfort them as only you can. As we go to our homes now, Father, we ask you to bless us, keep us, and Father, help us always to look to you for help every day in our lives. For it's only through your Son that we can do these things, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much.